Hello.
Hello, good evening. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Phoenix. I'm not selling anything and I will not ask you for a donation. Am I speaking with Charmaine Atkins?
Yes, but I don't know very much about Phoenix. I just moved here.
Okay, but do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona?
Yeah, I understand, but I just moved here.
Okay, but maybe you can help us out. Just a few questions. Will you have a few minutes to participate?
I will until it is something that I'm not familiar with and then it's just wasting the time. So,
okay.
Go for it.
No problem. Thank you for your help. But do you currently live in Phoenix, Arizona, right?
Yes.
And generally speaking, do you think that things in Phoenix are going in the right direction or do you feel things have gotten off on the wrong track? In general, what do you think? Right direction or wrong track?
I don't know, Phoenix. Everything's getting higher, so I guess maybe the wrong track.
Okay. And now I would like to ask you some questions about the Lavin area of Phoenix. This area lies out of Salt River, north of South Mountain Park, west of 27th Avenue, and east of the Gila River Indian Community. Going forward, I'm going to refer to this area as Lavin. Is that definition clear, or do you need me to read where the Lavin area is again?
I'm clear.
Okay. And in what year were you born, just to make sure we have a representative sample?
1970.
Okay. And is anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent, yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African-American or black, Hispanic or Latino, Asian or Pacific Islander, multiracial or another race, not least here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which one?
Oh, I'm black, I guess that's what they call it.
Thank you. And overall, how would you describe the quality of life in Lavin? Poor, just fair, good or excellent?
My life is good. I don't know about the other people.
Okay. And I'm going to read you a list of things that people say will improve the quality of life in Lavin. And please rate each item on a scale of 1 to 5. 1 means that it
mm-hmm.
will do a very little to improve the quality of life. 5 means it will do a lot to improve the quality of life. And you can use any number from 0 to 5. From 1 to 5. The higher the number, the more it will improve the quality of life in Lavin. The first one is more shops and retail stores or commercial space for businesses. From 1 to 5?
5.
Okay. Better public transportation options. From 1 to 5?
5, I guess. I don't know.
Okay. More parks and recreational opportunities. From 1 to 5?
5.
More good-paying jobs, from 1 to 5.
5.
More dining and entertainment options.
5.
Better street and road maintenance.
The streets are okay, but I guess you can always make them better. 5.
Okay. And the last one, more affordable housing options to rent or buy. From 1 to 5.
5.
Thank you. In terms of your job status, are you employed, unemployed, but looking for work, retired, a student, or a homemaker? Thank you.
Employed. Mm-hmm.
And thinking about businesses in your area, would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ office workers and other corporate professionals in Lavin? Too many,
too few,
or about the right? Too few, okay.
Too few.
And would you say that there are too few, too many, or about the right amount of businesses that employ people who work in trade, warehouses, retail, and restaurants in Lavin? Too many, too few, or about the right amount?
Too many. We don't need all of that.
Okay. And now thinking about commercial development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of stores and businesses. And please just tell me yes or no if you would like
mm-hmm.
to see more of that kind of business in Lavin. The first one, dollar stores and discount chains. Yes or no?
No.
No.
We have
Doctor, Okay. Doctor offices and hospitals.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And is that, do you strongly or somewhat want
strongly.
To strongly.
Strongly.
Grocery stores and supermarkets.
Strongly, yes.
Okay. Home goods stores and other retail stores like Target?
We have one now. We're good.
Yes,
no.
Strongly, just somewhat or no?
Somewhat.
Somewhat. And the last one, restaurants, bars, and entertainment venues.
Yes. Strongly, yes.
Strongly, yes. Okay. And now, in your own words, what type of stores and businesses would you most like to see more of in Lavín?
Oh, Costco or Winco.
Okay. And just let me record that. And now, switching gears a bit, and we're almost done with the survey, how much of a problem is housing affordability in Lavín? That is to say, how much it costs to buy or rent a home. Is housing affordability not a problem at all?
Oh, no. I bought my house, so I would say, I guess I'll go in the middle with that.
Okay. I have a very big problem, fairly big problem, a moderate problem, a slight problem, or not at all?
Moderate.
And how much of a problem is the availability of housing in Lavín? That is to say, the number of houses, condominiums, or apartments that are available to buy or rent. Is housing availability not a problem at all? A slight problem?
Not a problem.
Not at all. Okay. And still thinking about residential development, I'm going to read you a list of different kinds of housing. And please tell me yes or no if you would like to see more or of that kind of housing in Lavín. Multifamily housing like apartments or condominiums. Yes, strongly,
no.
Somewhat, or no? No.
Strongly no.
Strongly no. And single family detached homes?
Middle, moderate. If no more
just
room.
Just somewhat. Okay.
Yeah, somewhat. Mm-hmm.
And housing options for seniors?
Oh, well, they can... Let's go highly up.
Just strongly?
Moderate. Let's go moderate. I don't even have no family out here.
Okay.
I don't have no
and
family
the last
or nothing
one,
out here.
The last one, townhouses or attached homes.
Yeah.
Yes, strongly, somewhat, or not?
No.
No. Okay. And the last few questions. How long have you lived in Phoenix? Less than 5 years? 5 to 10? 11 to 10 years? Or
five.
More than 10?
Less than
five. And do you currently own your home, rent your home, or are you living with friends or family?
I own my home.
And the last part of the survey, then again, thank you so much for your patience and for your help.
No problem.
I'm going to read you some proposals to address housing costs and options in Lavín. And please tell me whether you favor or oppose each one. The first proposal is to change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more apartment buildings. Strongly favor, somewhat favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
Strongly oppose. Strongly oppose.
The next one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more condominium buildings.
No, strongly no.
Strongly oppose. Repurpose of or replace empty stores and commercial properties with new housing.
No, strongly no.
Strongly oppose. Repurpose or replace parking lots with new housing?
Strongly no.
And the last two, change zoning laws to allow a mix of single-family homes, townhouses, and apartments and condominiums in the same neighborhood.
Strongly no.
Strongly opposed. And the last one, change zoning laws to allow for the construction of more multifamily housing like townhomes, duplexes, and triplexes.
Strongly no.
Thank you. And the last three questions, just for statistical purposes, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
College.
Okay. And what is your annual household income? Just stop me when I get the right amount, please. Less than $25,000, $25,000 to $50,000, $50,000 to $75,000, $75,000 to $100,000, $100,000 to $125,000, or more than $125,000?
75 to the whatever that was.
To 100, thank you. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, Can I have just your first name?
Charmaine.
Charmaine, okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation
and for
your time. Your opinion is very important for us. And thanks again for your help. Have a great evening.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye.